Everyone knows the famous Baal Turim that the word Shemos is a remez to Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. It's a strange thing that the remez for Shnai Mikra is in this week's Parsha. One would imagine it should be in the beginning of Parsha's Bereishis, when we all begin Shnai Mikra. We start the new year from all the way from Parsha's Bereishis until the Zos HaBracha. Why is the remez in Parsha Shemos and Sefer Shemos? And moreover, the Baal Turim, which people don't know as well, he says the part of the Pasuk, the other words, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael, stands for more of a remez to Shnai Mikra. It says, Ve'odam asher lomad haseder, that's Ve'ela. Shemos is Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. So one who learns Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, Keseder. Then the next Pasuk, B'nei, is a Bekol Noim Yashir, in the nice, pleasant voice, out loud, and with a trump. And the word Yisrael is Yichyeh, will live Shonim Rabos Aruchim Li'olam, will live a very long life. So this whole pasuk, the first few words, is a whole remez for the idea of the godless of Shnai Mikra. And then they quote from Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, who says the entire pasuk Ve'ilish Shmos B'nei Yisrael Habam Mitzrayma Es Yaakov Ishu Veso Bo, each letter is standing for a large sentence or paragraph which says V'chayiv Adam Likra Parsha Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. A person is required to. Bitame nigina yikrena. He should sing it with a trump. Yismach simcha rabba. He should have tremendous happiness. Im lamda. If he learns. Haosik betalman eno yare min aronshim. A person who learns is not scared of punishment. Mikol tzaras rabos yitza. He's not going to be of any troubles will befall him. Mishnini atar. Those who learn al timadi yichidim asu kibbutz bili mudechem. Don't learn by yourself, but learn in a group. Oz yiskayim shinunecham. And then by learning in a chambura, so then you're going to remember what you've learned. V'halomid b'layla yisanik tamid. A person who learns at night will have great enjoyment. V'yivurach b'chesed elokim b'tovahosav. So this entire pasuk, each the whole paragraph I just said, the Rashi tables each of the words spells the pasuk ve'ilishmos b'nei Yisrael habam v'gomer. The question becomes, why is it hinted at in Parsha Shmos? There's a fascinating medrash. Medrash says that when the pasuk says v'yavdu Mitzrayim is b'nei Yisrael b'farech, they had subjugate him to very, very difficult work. Echad Omer b'kal v'chomer. One says b'kal v'chomer they had misabed them, and one says Echad Omer b'gezer shava. What does this mean? They gave him work of a kal v'chomer, they gave him work of a gezer shava. So Sefer Minchas Ani explained, machlokas was, how did they go about giving the work? So one opinion thinks kal v'chomer. First they gave him work that was kal, and then they gave them work that was chomer, that was avoda kasha. And the other opinion says, no, Gzeir Shava, right from the beginning, they gave a Gzeir Shava, Gzeir Kasha, a very difficult decree. That was the Machlokas, what was the order, what, if there was an order of Avodas Perach, was it first Kal and then Chomer, or was completely the whole time, was a Gzeir Shava, a Kasha? Mazar says, no, this is a remez to learn. And their lives were very, very bitter, and the difficult Avodas Kasha. So he says, that refers to Zu Kusha B'chomer. It refers to Chomer, Zu Kava Chomer. So Avoda Kasha refers to Akasha. And the word B'chomer refers to Kava Chomer. And the word V'levenim refers to Liban Halacha, the clarity of Halacha. This Pasuk, V'yamaru Aschayim B'avoda Kasha B'chomer U'V'levenim, is a reference to learning. Learning with Kushas, learning with Kava Chomers, learning with Liban Halacha, clarity of Halacha. So it says the Maral Diskim, the Shibud Mitzrayim was a Mida Keneged Mida, because the Klaiso was not Osek in Torah, so therefore they were not Osek in Kushas, so they're asking questions, they therefore were subjugated to Avodah Kasha. And they weren't Osek in a Kavachomer, so therefore they're subjugated to Chomer. And they weren't Osek with Libun, with clarity of Halacha, Libun Halacha, so therefore they were given Levin. That was the idea here, and that's what the Chazal says, HaPorek Ol, Lon, who piperek menu ola Torah, a person who removes himself, releases himself from the burden of Torah, knows and love ol malchus ve'ol derech eretz. We put upon this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts upon such a person the difficulties of government, of a kingship, of derech eretz, of work. And that's the mida keneged mida here. Klai Yisrael was supposed to receive the Torah, they're supposed to be osek in Torah, and since they weren't, they're punished. We have du mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech, gzer shav and kal v'chomer, and v'aymar v'chayem v'avod akasha b'chomer v'levenim. It was all mida k'negin mida. And this might explain why Parsha Shmos, Sefer Shmos, has a remez of Shnai Mikra v'Echad Targum, because Klai Yisrael was weakened in their learning, they had to strengthen themselves in Parsha Shmos. in Sefer Bereishis, the Avos for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, and all the Shvatim are Osek B'Torah, everything is fine. But comes Shmos, comes the beginning of the real Galus Mitzrayim. It was because the weakening of the Torah, they had to therefore strengthen themselves in learning, in Shai Mikravecha Targum, in Kushas, and Kavachomer, and Gezer Shava. So to us, we need constant chizik. That Gemara tells us we need constant chizik for Limud HaTorah. That this should be our starting a new sefer Shmos in the middle of the winter. Many people have been asmanim from yeshiva between the semesters. Now is the time to really re-engage and strengthen our commitment to Limud HaTorah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.